Good morning, I'm Rashan Gidwani. It's Thursday, the 19th of January, 2023. Singapore shares snapped a two-day losing streak on Wednesday in tandem with most Asian bourses. The Straits Times Index closed 0.3% or 9.04 points higher at 3,289.55 points. Wall Street stocks finished sharply lower on Wednesday, shedding early gains and pulling back after a heady start to the 2023 trading season. Major indices had opened higher following U.S. data showing a surprisingly big drop in December retail sales and a decline in wholesale prices. But stocks went negative soon after the open, adding to losses in the afternoon. The trustee manager of Capital Land India Trust, or CLINT, has entered into a forward purchase agreement to acquire a 1 million square foot IT park in Bangalore, India, for 12.3 billion rupees, or 201 million Singapore dollars. The project at Outer Ring Road, Bangalore's largest office micro market, comprises two buildings with a total net leasable area of 1.5 million square feet. CLINT is proposing to fund the development of the project and subsequently acquire a net leasable area of 1 million square feet, with the remaining net leasable area to be retained by the landowners. Shareholders of InFlight Caterer and ground handler SATS have voted in favor of the company's plan to acquire Paris-based air cargo handler Worldwide Flight Services, with 96.8% of votes cast for the proposed transaction. This represented 626.9 million shares, said SATS, following an extraordinary general meeting held on Wednesday. Singapore's latest six-month treasury bill closed its auction with a cutoff yield of 4% on Wednesday. The yield on the risk-free fixed-income product, backed by the Singapore government, appears to have peaked. Yields have stayed at elevated levels in recent months amid steep interest rate hikes by the U.S. Federal Reserve. Microsoft on Wednesday said it would eliminate 10,000 jobs and take a $1.2 billion U.S. dollar charge as its cloud computing customers dissect their spending and the company braces for potential recession. The layoff, far larger than cuts by Microsoft last year, pile on to tens of thousands of job cuts across the technology sector that's long past its ceaseless growth during the pandemic. U.S. retail sales fell more than expected in December, pulled down by a decline in motor vehicle purchases and a range of other goods, putting consumer spending and the overall economy on a weaker growth path heading into 2023. The Commerce Department said on Wednesday that retail sales dropped 1.1% last month. The average interest rate on the most popular U.S. home loan dropped to its lowest level since September as more evidence inflation is past its peak sent Treasury yields lower. Data from the Mortgage Bankers Association showed on Wednesday. The average contract rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage fell by 19 basis points to 6.23% for the week ended January 13th. Production at U.S. factories fell more than expected in December, and output in the prior month was weaker than previously thought, indicating that manufacturing was rapidly losing momentum as higher borrowing costs hurt demand for goods. Manufacturing output dropped 1.3% last month, the Federal Reserve said on Wednesday. U.S. business inventories increased in November as higher interest rates depressed sales, boosting the inventory-to-sales ratio to the highest level in nearly 2 years. Business inventories rose 0.4% after gaining 0.2% in October, the Commerce Department said on Wednesday.